home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. I've been sleeping in my bed. So show me family, all the blood that I will bleed.
And more. 105.7. 7 CFW. Remember this one?
We'll be right back.
80s, 90s, and more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
For the green or gold.
With 105.7 CFW. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Just download the Civic Media app, then listen for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
Go for the green or gold.
With 105.7 CFW.
Thank you. Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Okay. CFW.
Yeah.
1057 CFW. Streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Thank you.
Easy for you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work. Download the free Civic Media app. Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In a dubious decision, the Ohio Supreme Court mostly upheld the state ballot board's intentionally misleading description for a citizen redistricting commission measure on the November ballot. The Ohio Ballot Board, chaired by notoriously partisan Secretary of State Frank LaRose, threw out Measure 1's original description, saying instead that the constitutional amendment for a citizen-led redistricting commission would require gerrymandering, not forbid it. After the current politician-led redistricting commission and legislature gerrymandered state voting districts, Citizens Not Politicians proposed a 15-member citizen-led board which would be forbidden to create maps for partisan gain. The Ohio Capital Journal reports that in a 4-3 decision along partisan lines, the court required only two minor changes to the description, but directed the Ballot Law Commission to provide description language that accurately conveys that the public would have input into the redistricting process. In a stinging dissent, three justices wrote, quote, "The majority of the members of respondent Ohio Ballot Board either do not comprehend what the board may do when approving ballot language or have placed partisan interest above their oath-sworn duties to the people of Ohio." We've linked the decision, great local reporting, and the groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal. Find us on Facebook at American Democracy Minute.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
A number of highly anticipated construction projects are nearing completion in downtown Ladysmith. According to city officials, the $4 million rebuild project on Minor Avenue is nearly complete and the road recently reopened for traffic. The road is a crucial corridor for small businesses in the city and had been littered with cracked pavement and potholes. A thrift store will also be completed soon, and officials say the store will eventually house a food pantry operated by Indian Head Community Action Agency. The Menominee Public Library brought in some interesting help to get rid of invasive plants around their building. According to library officials, about 30 goats were brought to the library to eat through the tall grass, buckthorn, and other invasive species from the nearby lake. Officials say bringing in the goats to clean up the outdoor area at the library is part of a bigger plan to develop the area into a community space. The goats were provided by Scapegoats Farms, which offers vegetation management services to anybody. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the low to mid 80s with a southeast breeze at 5 to 10. For tonight, slight chance of a thunderstorm, otherwise partly cloudy, 65. Chances of showers and thunderstorms on Thursday with a high around 82. Showers and storms Thursday night, low of 60.
It's 64 at our studios.
CFW.
'90s and more.
Oh, I swear, I want to get away. I
105.7 CFW.
Standing still.